June 18th, 2010. Almost everybody in the area remembers the words breaking news being flashed and splashed over local media newscasts, websites. It was all over. And this was something people talked about for quite a while. Almost to a person, the first reaction that I know of after hearing that 13-year-old Whitesboro student Alec Champagne has been arrested in connection of the death of 2-year-old Melissa Calhoun was, you know, people were shocked. And the reaction was, I couldn't imagine that happening to me and my family. And I can't, my heart goes out to the mother and father of Melissa. Family court judge James Griffith quoted portions of the boy's psychological report during the teenager's sentencing yesterday that described Alec's attack on Melissa as a crime of rage turned into an almost emotionless act of aggression. His need for power, control, and possibly fulfillment of his grandiose self-image also likely motivated the troubled teen, who shows tendencies to lie and manipulate others in order to gain the upper hand, the judge continued. He clearly needs to accept the impulses that gave rise to his violence rather than tell himself that Melissa's death was an accident. The 14-year-old pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and second-degree aggravated sexual abuse. And as part of his sentence, he will have to spend the first 18 months in a secure placement similar to incarceration. Then he'll spend a year in looser residential placement and occasionally family and home visits. He was sentenced to 5-year restrictive custody. It really is a heart-wrenching, it's a tragedy. And it's one of the bigger tragedies that has happened in this area for quite a time. And on the phone right now is joining us is Melissa's mother, Irene. How are you, Irene?
I'm all right. How are you?
Well, normally I would say I'm terrible or I'd complain about the weather or something, but it puts your situation puts everything into perspective for a lot of people out there. And I just want to open up with saying that I appreciate you coming on, and I know this can't be an easy time for you. So I just want to say thank you. And so do my listeners. Everybody's really, really, I got a lot of emails about this, and everybody wants to know that you have the community's full support behind you in this whole
thing. Thank you.
He was sentenced on Monday.
Yep.
And you read a letter that you wrote to him in the courtroom.
Yes, I did.
Can you just briefly kind of run down what you said for the audience?
Basically, what I wanted Alec to realize that he took away an amazing child. He's going to be able to have experiences in life that she's not going to be able to have. And I want him to think of her every time he has those experiences, as well as realize that he didn't just change her world. He changed hers, mine, her father's, our families, his family's. The ramifications of his actions are astronomical. I mean, for the most part, that's what I said to him, and I really hope that I can forget him.
Do you agree with the sentence that was handed down to him?
No.
I've read the internet, the message board, the comment sections, and people are outraged at what this young man received.
And what I want everybody to realize is he got the max that the law allowed.
Yeah, and that's why I think a lot of people have a problem with is he took the life of a 2-year-old child.
Yep.
And he gets 5 years and maybe the possibility of being detained until he's 21. Possibly. That's not a guarantee.
Yep. Nope. It's disgusting.
There needs to be a change in the law, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to look into this because how does this happen? Where I mean, people are saying that he's young, he could rehabilitate himself, and we shouldn't sentence him to death. Well, in jail, I think we should.
And I agree, because in my honest opinion, individuals that can have the capacity to do what he did, there may not be a way to fix them. They're not ill. They're not sick. They're broken.
Absolutely. It was bad when everybody heard the news that he was been arrested in connection to Melissa's death. But when it came out that he also molested her and then abused her to try to cover up what happened, it turned from shock to outrage to blind rage all across not even Oneida County. This was a statewide issue that got everybody's attention. And what's been the community's reaction for you, Irene?
To be honest, I have mixed reactions. There's people that support me, and those people I thank, and they're amazing. And then there's other people who want to place blame on me. And everybody deals with things differently, and I can't judge or say they're right or wrong. They don't know the whole situation. They don't know all of the circumstances. You know, I'm not going to say that the majority of the people are against me. I definitely have more support than anything.
What criticism did you face throughout this? Because you've known Alec for quite a long time before this happened.
Yeah, I've known Alec since he was about 6 or 7 years old. I was very good friends with his family. It wasn't some random child that I asked to babysit for an evening. He had watched all 3 of my children in the past and on numerous occasions. You know, people just, they look at it as they're always looking for blame. They're always looking to say, well, couldn't you find somebody older to watch him? Or why was it a boy? You know, yeah. I guess I was raised to be more open-minded. And people, and I don't look at sex, I don't look at race, color, etc. You know, none of that takes into account in my mind.
Well, you know, and that's how we're trying to raise our children these days, is to look past the superficial things on the surface. So I don't see how him being he's 13, babysitter, there's plenty of babysitters that are 13 years old. They go to the local libraries and they take their babysitting courses. I just want to read an editorial that was written into the OD about this situation. Alec Champagne, 14, sexually assaulted and killed a 2-year-old girl, and at most, he may get 5 years in a detention center. Talk about a crime. Just 5 years is another crime. He sexually assaulted a little girl, hit her, and left her to die. She won't be back in 5 years. Her family will live with this for the rest of their lives. Her 4.5-year-old brother said, "I don't have a sister anymore. Is she an angel in heaven with God?" He asked, "Can I talk with her? Will she answer me?" The mom can't walk into her home because of what happened there. And that was written by Helen Belinsky. And tell me who thinks this is justice. 5 years for taking a little girl's life. I don't think so.
Yep. And that's actually my children's daycare provider. I've watched my children since my oldest son was 6 weeks old. So she knows the situation. She's been around these children. It is a crime. It's a complete injustice. And I don't know that there would have been any justice here. But this is, it's ridiculous.
Especially when you look at the fact that people are so outraged over the winter over an animal abuse story. They were protesting at court. They were writing letters. They were calling everybody that they could. What about the children? What about situations like this? Where's the outrage and the public outcry for a 5-year sentence for somebody that killed, I don't care if they're 7 years old, 12 years old, 50 years old, he killed a little girl.
Yep.
Who was trusted into his care. And he gets 5 years in a minimal security center? Where's the outrage?
He's starting in a completely restricted center. So it's not a minimally secured center. It's like a jail for kids, from what I'm told. Not that it makes it any better. But I agree with you. Where is the outcry? Where is the community? Why aren't people writing their lawmakers and their senators and the judges? Why aren't they writing into the paper?
We had the mayor of Utica proposed a new law for animal rights over Apollo the dog.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I agree.
5 years. I can't stress this enough. 5 years for killing an innocent little girl. And the DA came out and said he'll have justice for Melissa when this happened. This isn't justice. In my opinion, this is not justice. Laws have to be changed in this country to protect the helpless. I don't mean to yell, but...
That's okay.
Now, how has your other children coped with this? Because
you want to know what I always tell people, and I honestly believe this, I really wish I could be my oldest son, because he looks at things so innocent and pure. keep in mind my children are blind to the fact of the entire situation because they don't need to know it.
Right.
They know that their sister is in heaven with God. But he looks at it as his sister is the sun, the stars, the moon, the birds. It hurts a lot of times. They watch TV with her picture. You know, my son sleeps with her quilt that I just received back from evidence. You know, it's just, it's very hard. Well, they miss her a lot. We all miss her a lot.
It's amazing the strength that children have.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just don't think about it. But if we acted more like our children in times like this, we'd be better off because it's just the strength that a child has in a situation like this is remarkable. And I want to thank you, Irene, for coming on and speaking about this. I know it's a tough time.
Thank you.
I know it's a tough time for you. What have you had conversations with his family? At all?
No. I pretty much left it with his family that at this point we're not enemies, but we're not friends.
Would there be anything you want to say right now if they're listening at all?
No. I don't really have much to say anymore. You know, nothing I can say or do is going to bring her back. I don't think that they had knowledge of what was inside of Alec, because I truly believe in my heart if they had, I would have known. So I can't place complete blame on them. The blame lies with Alec. He owns this.
Mm-hmm.
He is the one that should pay for this for the rest of his life.
Irene, thank you so much for coming on. And I really appreciate it. And the thoughts and prayers with everybody in the Oneida County area is certainly with you and your family.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Irene.
Bye-bye.